So question from Chandantra. Is the Madhurya Rasa the highest? Has Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to give Madhurya Rasa alone or all rasas? If all rasas are perfect, then is Krishna equally satisfied with all the rasas? And Nectar of Devotion in one place seems to say that as love of God it develops, and one moves from Shanta Rasa to Dasya Rasa like that up to Madhurya Rasa. So is it that the soul, same soul, moves from one rasa to higher rasas, or is the constitutional soul or position of a soul fixed? Answer. Firstly, yes, Madhurya Rasa is the highest in terms of the intimacy of the relationship that the soul enjoys with Krishna. So we need to understand that there are two perspectives. There is a subjective perspective and there is an objective perspective. So to understand this, for example, if I have 5 pots, and one is of 1 liter, 2 liter, 3 liter, 4 liter, 5 liters. Now from the perspective of the pot itself, if all of the pots are filled to capacity, from the perspective of the pots, all of them are filled. So that is the self-perfection. But from the perspective of objective observer, all the pots are filled, but the capacity of water in each of the pots is not the same. The 5 liter pot, it's much more. So like that, from the subjective perspective of the soul, the soul who is in, say, Dasya Rasa, like Hanumanji, he is completely satisfied in Dasya Rasa. Hanumanji doesn't think that I want to be Sita. Similarly, Uddhava, even when he understands that the gopis' love is so great, Uddhava desires, let me get the dust from their feet so that I'll also develop love of God. Now Uddhava to large extent can be said to be Sakya Rasa. It's Krishna's friend. Now he doesn't think that because the gopis' love is so high, let me develop Madhurya Rasa. He says, let me get the blessing so that I can develop my love for Krishna more. So from the self perspective, from the subjective perspective of a devotee in each rasa, that devotee is completely satisfied. And how is that possible? That is possible by Krishna's all attractiveness. Krishna's expertise in reciprocating with each devotee. So Krishna, at whatever rasa a devotee is serving, Krishna makes the devotee completely satisfied in that rasa itself. So that is you could call it from our perspective inconceivable, but that is the omnipotent power of Krishna, that every devotee is satisfied in loving him whichever way the devotee loves him. Now, so at the same time, the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that each of these rasas, so the basic characteristic of Shanta Rasa is that it has complete detachment from matter and complete detachment to Krishna. Then further the desire to serve is added. Then there is Dasya Rasa, and like that, it has to be addition. There is friendship added to it, then it becomes Sakya Rasa. And there is the feeling that I have to care for the Lord, then it becomes Vatsalya Rasa. And when there is the feeling of extreme intimacy, conjugal intimacy, then it becomes Madhurya Rasa. So in that sense, if we look at it objectively, there is something added, some additional sentiment in the higher rasas as compared to the lower rasas. And that's why it's right to call them higher rasas. So in that sense, Madhurya Rasa is the highest. But that is the objective perspective. That doesn't mean that the person experiencing it is experiencing a lower rasa is less satisfied. Now, from Krishna's perspective, is it that the Madhurya Rasa devotees give him more satisfaction? We could say it that way. But from Krishna's perspective, he loves all his devotees. And all the devotees are united in serving Krishna together. So even among the Madhurya Rasa, there are thousands of gopis, and all of them know that Radharani pleases Krishna the most. But that doesn't cause any envy to Krishna among the other gopis. They go, oh, this is what Rishi only, if he pleases Krishna the most, then let us assist her in serving Krishna. So Krishna's, if we could say, partiality. We cannot call it exactly partiality, because partiality involves favor to one person at the expense of disfavor to another. So, an umpire who is partial, he gives a batsman out when he's not out, then he is favorable to the bowler, but he is unfavorable to the batsman also. But Krishna's so in generally partiality in this world means good for one and bad for another. But in the case of Krishna, he is partial to some devotee in the sense that he loves Radharani more. Actually, he is arranged in such a way that the Manjaris are the secondary associates of the gopis. The Manjaris don't directly normally perform pastimes with Krishna, but they observe the pastimes that Krishna performs with the gopis. So Krishna has arranged in such a way that in observation itself, the Manjaris get immense happiness. And they get such happiness in observation that they feel this is all that I want. They don't feel the need to directly interact with Krishna. So like that same way, applying the same principle, so when Krishna is interacting with Radharani, the other sakhis and the, they don't feel that I have to interact with Krishna. Just by seeing the gopis, Krishna and Radharani interacting, they get ecstasy by that. So that's why it is not that Krishna's partiality for one leads to any problem for others. No, Krishna has arranged everything in such a way that every devotee, whatever be the rasa and the swarupa and the seva of that devotee becomes perfectly satisfied in that service. Has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to give us Madhurya Rasa? Yes, anarpita charim chirat karunaya avtirna kalam samarpaitam unnat ujvalavsam, it is described. It's a long verse. Comes the Chaitanya Charitamrita, anarpita, that which is not offered, charim chirat, for a long time. Karunaya avtirna kalam samarpaitam, out of mercy the Lord has descended in Kali Yuga to give us that. So it is true that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us Madhurya Rasa, that is what is described in this verse. And it is not given for a long time. But the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us will basically purify us and elevate us to whatever Swarupa we may have in the spiritual world. So his special emphasis is Madhurya Rasa. But we will see even among his associates, there was Murari Gupta who was a devotee of Lord Ram. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated him for his one-pointed devotion to Lord Ram. Similarly, Anupam was a devotee of Lord Ram. Anupam was the brother of Rupa Sanatana Goswami. So, that means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special gift is that he has come to take people to Goloka in Madhurya Rasa. But at the same time, the process that he has given, that can take others back to the spiritual world and reinstate them in their Swarupa also. So, in that sense, the gift that he is offering, you could envision it as two circles. There is a circle at the center which takes to the apex, another circle which is broader, which also lifts us but takes us to the spiritual world wherever we are. So if you have a pyramid, the bottom is one circle, the top is another small circle. So but the whole pyramid is situated in the spiritual world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process he has given us, will take everyone back to the spiritual world who practices it. But where they will be situated, it will depend on their original swarupa. So in that sense, the special gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Madhurya Rasa. But it is not that is the only thing he has given. Actually, he has come to take souls back to the spiritual world, whatever be their swarupa. But the world itself can get benefited and enriched in an understanding of the highest revelations of the spiritual world, which were not given before him, at least in the recent past. So long ago, in the previous day of Brahma, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come and given. That is true, but since that time it has been a long time. That's why it has been said for a long time, Chaitanya, this was not given earlier, not revealed earlier. Now regarding whether the same soul moves upwards from one rasa to another, generally our swarupa is fixed, except in exceptional cases where if a soul has an intense desire to serve the Lord in two forms, then the Lord by His mercy arranges for the soul to expand and participate in both leelas. Somebody is very attractive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, and the Lord will arrange for that soul to be there in both. But that is exceptional, and that is by the Lord's mercy. So that is, Lord is basically that in this exception indicates how far the Lord is ready to go to accommodate our pure desires and to enable us to serve according to how we purely desire. But in general, we will go back to the spiritual world to our Swarupa. And when it is said that, say in Nectar of Devotion, it seems to say that there is a progressive evolution in Rasa, that is not talking from the subjective point of view of a particular soul. That is talking from the objective point of view of the gradual development of rasas. So it is not that the same soul gets attracted from one rasa to another to another. Rather, these rasas are progressively higher. And the soul actually returns to where it belongs. So this is illustrated by Sanatana Goswami in his book called Brihad Bhagavatamrit, where there is the story of a Gopa Kumar. He's a cowherd boy who, by the mercy of his spiritual master, starts seeking for the absolute truth. And he goes to, in his spiritual seeking, goes to Vaikuntha. But he's not satisfied there. Then he goes to Ayodhya. Then he goes to Dwarka. And he initially feels satisfied, but then he thinks, oh, I'm not satisfied here. And then eventually he reaches Vrindavan. And there he is fully satisfied. So now this story, which is given by Sanatana Goswami, illustrates through the medium of a seeker's journey how Goloka is the highest. But it is not that this particular soul actually belonged to Vaikuntha but ended in Goloka. No, he belonged to Goloka itself. But while going back to the spiritual world, he went through various lives. So this is more of a story that illustrates the journey back to Goloka. And in that sense, we could say, unless like when we say we go back to the spiritual world, we also go through the heavenly planets. So we can in the spiritual world also go through various realms, and ultimately we will reach Krishna. So it is not that the soul Swarupa is changing or the same soul's rasa is changing. Rather, the soul goes through a journey upwards till the soul reaches the destination where it belongs. So now, although the same Sanatana Goswami is also taught that the highest rasa is Madhurya rasa, but when this Gop Kumar goes back to the spiritual world, he doesn't desire to become a Gopi or a Gop Kumari. He goes back to the spiritual world and is satisfied being a Gop Kumar, because that is his Swarupa. So that's how these rasas don't themselves, it is not the soul evolves from one rasa to another. Rather, these rasas are objectively at a hierarchical level, and the soul returns to the Swarupa where he belongs, to the rasa where he belongs.
Vijayam is getting concerned, how said would have been revealed to us.